The nation's worst serial killer has been sentenced to 48 consecutive life terms with no possibility of parole. Gary Leon Ridgway, known as the Green River Killer, already had confessed to murdering 4 dozen Seattle-area women in the 1980s and 90s. Ridgway escaped the death penalty by agreeing to provide investigators with information and burial sites for dozens of his victims. Yesterday, the families of the victims filled the Seattle courtroom. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
More than 24 family members addressed the packed courtroom. They spoke of the unfinished dreams of their loved ones, and some looked Gary Ridgway straight in the eye as they told him how much they despised him. They called him an animal, a coward, a terrorist. Many said they were glad he would spend the rest of his life in prison. Sarah King was just 5 years old when her mother, Carol Christensen, was killed.
Never in a million years did I ever think that I would be standing up here facing the man that killed my mother. And no matter what you say, I will never, ever, ever forgive you. I'm glad that you didn't get death, because death is too good for you. Death is too peaceful for you. And you'll die someday. And you'll go to that place, and you'll get what you deserve.
Several of those who spoke, including Tim Meehan, said they hoped and indeed expected that while Ridgway was in prison, the inmates would exact their own form of justice.
But now, I can only hope that someday someone gets the opportunity to choke you unconscious 48 times so you can live through the horror that you put our daughters, our sisters, our mothers through. And then, sometime after that, whether it be the 51st, the 60th, the 63rd, or whatever, you won't know when it's coming, that they choke you till you're dead.
The 53-year-old convicted killer, a former truck painter, displayed almost no emotion, once nodding his head as if in agreement when a mother told him that she would forgive him for killing her daughter because that is what God required. After roughly 2 hours of emotional speeches, it was Gary Ridgway's time to address the court. His speech was short and, in its own way, apologetic.
I'm sorry for killing all those young ladies. I'm very sorry for the ladies that were not found. May they rest in peace. I'm sorry for killing these ladies. They had their whole lives ahead of them. I'm sorry for causing so much pain to so many families.
And then Judge Richard Jones told Ridgway to turn around and look at the families. Remember those faces, he said. Think about the women you killed.
If you have a drop of emotion anywhere in your existence, you will face those young women in your dreams and private thoughts of your grisly deeds. And sir, if you have that drop of emotion, you will be haunted for the balance of your life.
The Green River Killer, Gary Leon Ridgway, will spend the rest of his life in prison. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.